Welcome to another episode of the Zygo Soccer Report. I'm your host, Brian Zygo, coming to you from Houston, Texas. This episode is going to be a raw episode due to some issues regarding equipment and time. I'm just going to record this little intro, and then we're going to have a break, and then I'm going to just air you a bunch of raw audio from after Thursday night's Houston Dynamo 1-0 victory over the Philadelphia Union in the Eastern Conference semifinals. Houston Dynamo ended up beating the Union on a 3-1 aggregate when you combine Thursday's match with Sunday's match in Philadelphia. The Dynamo won that one 2-1. And with that, the Dynamo advanced to the MLS, or the 2011 MLS Cup Eastern Conference Final. That's going to be up in Kansas City at Livestrong Park. Of course, Sporting Kansas City is hosting that match. It's going to take place on Sunday, and it'll be 4:30, I believe it's 4:30, 4 o'clock, 4:30 Houston local time, and it'll be broadcast nationally on Fox Soccer Channel. Fittingly, on Thursday night, it was Brian Ching who got the goal for the Houston Dynamo. It was in the 48th minute, and even more fittingly, that was a Brad Davis assist on that goal. Brad Davis, who many people think should be the MLS MVP this season. He's had quite the standout year, and one in which you wonder if he'll get a call-up to the U.S. national team anytime soon in light of his recent run of success in the MLS. But going back to Brian Ching getting the goal, he was the first Dynamo player, first MLS player, to get a goal at Robertson Stadium in Houston back in April of 2006. He ended up picking up 4 goals in the Houston Dynamo's first match in Houston. That was against Colorado Rapids. Dynamo won that match, I believe, 5-2 was the final score, maybe. But it was Brian Ching who picked up the last ever Houston Dynamo, the last ever MLS goal at Robertson Stadium, because next season the Dynamo finally moved to their brand new stadium, which will be located just on the east side of downtown Houston. I think they're looking at a possible move-in date in May, so during the first part of the season, the Dynamo are probably going to have a bunch of away matches. We'll see how they set up that schedule, but that's for a whole nother episode as we get closer to the 2012 MLS season, because right now we're still in the 2011 season, at least the playoff stages of it. Whoever wins the Dynamo Sporting Kansas City match on Sunday will go on to face the winner of the LA Galaxy Real Salt Lake match. So, and that match will be later in the day. It'll be following the Dynamo Kansas City match, and that'll be out in California, and I believe that one's going to be broadcast on ESPN2. Not ESPN2, then regular ESPN, but check those channels. So, real quick, this is the, we're going to take a break after this, and then you're going to hear audio from, first we're going to have Stuart Holden, who was at the match on Thursday. Then we're going to hear a little bit from Dynamo CEO President Chris Canetti. Then we'll have Bobby Boswell talking about the match. Adam Moffitt will be next. Then Brad Davis. Then Brian Ching, the man of the night, so to speak. And have a little break after Ching, and then we'll have Dominic Kinnear's entire press conference. And obviously, Dominic Kinnear was quite happy with his team's performance over the course of the two semifinal matches with Philadelphia Union. So, just to repeat, that's first you're going to hear Stu Holden, Chris Canetti, Bobby Boswell, Adam Moffitt, Brad Davis, and Brian Ching. Then, of course, Dominic Kinnear. So, that's going to be it for my portion of this podcast. Hopefully, next time I put this together, I'll have my equipment set up better. I just did in a different location at the moment and didn't bring the right tools with me. So good luck to the Dynamo on Sunday, and I'll be back soon with another podcast. I know I've been laxing on that. It's been a kind of a rough, crazy summer, but things are starting to settle down for me, and I think I'll be able to do some more podcasts. I know we're hitting the off season of the MLS, but we have some, we'll have that to talk about. We'll have the MLS Cup stuff going on in Europe, of course, all that jazz. Anyway, here you go.
Out the corner of my eye, I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice, and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me, and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
In the playoffs, he's a leader of this team. He'll continue to lead the team, and I really hope that they can end their last season at Robertson with an MLS Cup victory.
How are you doing? Are you still going to be around Houston? Or are you?
Yeah, well, I mean, if they make it to the final, I plan on going out there and supporting them. I'm here for another week and a half, and it's great to be at the last game at Robertson. I was here for the first one. I was actually in the stands for that one too. I wasn't playing, but it was an unbelievable atmosphere tonight. I thought the Batallón, the Texan Army, but every fan, you could see how much they enjoyed it and how much they enjoyed seeing the Dynamo back to winning ways.
If they need you, can you get in and play?
Well, I got half a leg. I can take a throw in.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, Dina, what does it feel like to close this stadium out like you guys did?
It's absolutely fitting. This place has been a great home for us. We've had wonderful moments and memories, especially in the playoffs, and I think it's just totally apropos that we play our last game here in front of a great crowd with a dramatic win that's taken us to the next round of the playoffs. So we're all smiles right now.
What do you think of the crowd, considering how little time you guys had to sell these tickets?
It's great. The fans here have been fantastic. We know that Houston's a soccer town, and they've been behind the Dynamo from day one. We've had wonderful playoff attendances in the past, and I expected nothing less tonight. They came out, they supported the team, and it was big time.
We've been successful all year, and I think in the past we've been the same way. So it's not it's our bread and butter in some regards. Brad hit such a great ball, and we've got enough guys that attack the ball well that it's kind of hard to mark everyone. We're going into Kansas City talking about them. They're a team that I think matches up well with us on set pieces. So they got a couple guys that are familiar with us, and we're familiar with them. So we know what we're getting into, but. It's kind of one of those things that's been working out for us, and why change it if it's working?
How fitting was that Brian Tina scored the goal in the last game at Robertson Stadium?
That's all for you guys to write about. I'm just happy he scored the damn goal. So, it was a good night for us. We put ourselves in a good spot coming into it, and, anytime you can come in front of your home fans and win, especially the last game of the year, the last game in the stadium, I think the fans are great. They've been great since I've been in Houston, and I hope they continue to be great, especially now that they have their own stadium. They deserve it, and they're going to get it. And hopefully Brian scores the opener next year, and we win in front of them in the home opener.
I know it's kind of quick to start talking about it, but it's a quick turnaround for Kansas City. What's on your agenda in the next couple of days for you guys?
Oh, we'll get back to work tomorrow. The way the playoffs work, it's just one of those things. You want to be in them. You want to be in the playoffs, so no one's complaining on our end. We're ready to go back to work, and we're one game away from representing the city of Houston in the finals. So that's what we want to do. That's where we want to be, and it's one game from here on out, and that's where you want to be.
Thanks, Brian. Good game.
What do you expect in the one game playoff now?
anything can happen, you know. We're going to go there and we're just going to give everything we've got, you know. Could be our last game of the season, so we want to go out firing, you know. We'll get our rest and we look forward to it. We know they've done really well there, but I mean, right now we're just rolling through, so we keep that going away from home as well. So
you got a road win streak going.
We have. We want to keep that going. Another two more games would be brilliant.
Good luck.
Thank you.
The game was real physical. There was a lot on the line. Some people thought you may come out not as aggressive offensively. You guys were aggressive from the get-go and controlled the ball a lot. Were you surprised that you guys could do it like that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to go out there and we wanted to finish the game off. We didn't want to sit back and just let them come at us. Because, I mean, we got ourselves that lead. We don't want to just sit back on it. So we managed the game better than we did in the second half of last week. We kept the ball a little bit better. We created more chances than they did again tonight, you know. And we were the team that looked like we needed the result, you know. So it was a great attitude. And the coach got us fired up before the game and gets us going out there. And we came out aggressive.
How about the physicality of the game? It got pretty chippy there for a little while.
It got chippy, you know. And that's going to happen when their season's on the line, you know. And maybe they know things aren't going to are finishing for them, you know, and sometimes they go in a little bit hard, so we've got to be smart, you know, and just not get into confrontations. There's a couple of us out of yellow, myself included, so it's good just to have some control and just not get dragged into that stuff and look forward to the next game.
At the end of the game, our team's in the middle, matched their numbers in the middle, and then we were still able to get pressure on their backs instead of letting them come down our throat. And then when we won the ball, I think we were a bit more composed in the final third instead of trying to force everything. And, it worked out. It kills the game. So I think it was much better.
How fitting do you think it was for Bryant team to score the goal in the last game of the round?
I'm happy for them. You know, obviously we won, but, you know, all the stuff we've been here, one of the original guys, you know, to step on the field here, you know, ends the last game with a goal. So happy as heck for him, happy as heck for the team, and, you know, happy for these fans, you know, that have stuck with us.
So what do you credit that? Anything really going tonight?
I credit everything from the front to the back. I think we knew what they were going to try and do. I think the guys played their tails off. It was a matter of are you going to give everything to do the dirty work, not just the easy plays. I think guys grinded it out, worked their tails off, and we saw the game out. You know, after we got that first goal, you know, I didn't think it was over, but I was confident we were going to close this one out.
So it was a mentality that you were not winning. You didn't come into the game winning. It was kind of that mentality that you supposed to get it done tonight. It didn't matter if you were up 2-1.
Absolutely not. We were starting that game to win. We started tonight to win the game, and I think if you watched it, you could tell we were trying to score goals. We were trying to defend smart, but when we broke, we were still trying to create and score some goals. So I think it was a great effort all around.
I was thinking about that all day, you know. I was like, well, what a way would it be to close it out? And, you know, stars just aligned tonight for me, I guess, and our team. You know, I mean, not so much scoring the last goal, but, you know, the goal meant a lot for our team, made it a little bit easier to close out the series. So, you know, just happy about that. And, you know, I guess happy to do it in front of our fans here at Robertson. You know, they've been fantastic for us from the start.
How important was it to get that goal? It was kind of a stalemate in the first. How important was it to get that goal right before the half?
Yeah, I think that there's a huge momentum swing for us, you know, give us a little bit of confidence to kind of crush them as they were in the halftime. And kind of let us relax and play a little bit more at ease. You know, I think playing a little bit tense at first, but, you know, credit to Philadelphia, they came out and they tried to take it to us. And, you know, credit to our team defense, you know, Tally, the four guys in the back, fantastic over the whole series.
There's not a whole lot of time between now and Sunday.
Yeah.
Kind of what's on the agenda for the next couple of days to get ready?
Yeah, a little disappointed in the way the league structured the playoff schedule. And, you know, I think of all the teams, I think we kind of got the short end of the stick. But having said that, you know, we got a chance to make a final. So we know we got Kansas City coming up. Quick turnaround. They're a tough team at home. You know, they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. You know, look at the way they put away Colorado. But having said that, yeah, we're a team that has been playing really, really well and continuing to get better and better. So hopefully we'll go up there and give ourselves a good chance to come away and make it to the final.
Well, can I say I'm so happy for the guys. It's been a long 2.5-3 months before we were a while ago on the outside looking in, and now we're definitely in it. So it's a great 180 minutes by us, defensively very strong tonight. Great goal by Brian. Possibly could have added to it, but I think defense was the key for us tonight.
Question: how fitting was it for Brian to kind of first goal, yeah, Robertson, last goal?
Yeah, and you know, I add to that the bookends have been great with two wins in front of two great crowds, and I think the first game the fans were looking to see what the heck was going on. Now the fans were out tonight, you know, wanting us to continue in the playoffs. So it was a great goal. A great ball by Brad and a great, you know, great run and a header by Brian. It was the perfect time, too, because I think it kind of the locker room was buzzing at halftime because of that goal. And it just gave us a great feeling as we went out to the second half.
Tommy, talk about you guys' success on set piece in this series. We got two goals off. It seemed to do pretty well.
I'm sorry, Darryl?
Talk about your success on set pieces in this series. You guys got two goals there. It seemed to do pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, that all comes down to delivery. If you don't have a guy that can deliver the ball, you get nowhere. So the delivery from Brad was excellent. You know, like I said, you know, Brian got a pretty good run into the box, and it's a great header. And I think it wasn't just that. A couple other times we looked pretty dangerous too. So, I mean, you have to tip, you know, you have to give Brad credit for putting the ball in the right spots. But then again, on top of it, you have to give the guys credit for making very determined runs.
Brad made the comment during the week that he'd like to see you guys see the game out with a little more calm, a little more steady. How do you think you guys did at the end of the game to kind of see?
I think we did okay. You know, it was a couple of times we gave the ball away. The field was really fast and bumpy, you know, so it was kind of difficult at times to pass the ball around. We had a couple moments at the end of the game where I thought we did pretty good with some patience, because the farther away you play from their goal with the ball, it makes it better for you. So I thought we managed the game pretty well.
You guys came out aggressive despite being up in the aggregate. You guys play pretty aggressive and control the ball early.
Yeah, we talked about it, and we wanted to make sure that, you know, obviously they're behind. They're going to try and come out and get a push. From the very get-go, we said we can't sit on this lead. You have to try and go out and see if you can increase it. And if not, you know, just make sure that the other team knows that you're not just going to sit back and try and play. So I thought, you know, Kalen and Brian, there was some good combination play from them. Kalen was good getting in behind them. So it was important that our forwards and their attitude, that was the most important thing, was the forwards holding the ball for us, and when they did that, it made it easier for us to get forward.
You have a lot of new faces, but what does it mean to have a couple of leaders who won championships and coach in a franchise that's won titles?
Well, it helps. I mean, and the coach really is only good as the players that are on the field. So, I mean, to have guys like Brian, Brad, and Bobby, you know, and Jeff Cameron's been in the league now for a while, and I consider him a leader on this team as well. He's played a lot of matches for us. And they're all in very important positions. You know, it's kind of, I wouldn't say right down the middle of the team, but pretty much it's the spine of your team. So when you have guys that have been there before, Andrew as well, you know, Corey's been around for a while. So, I mean, the backbone of our team, that back four, is guys that have been there. So they don't seem to, they got rattled a couple times tonight, but I think it was Philadelphia was just putting us under pressure and putting so many guys forward, and sometimes you're rushed to kind of get it out of there. But I thought, I mean, we just talked in there. I thought over the 180 minutes, I thought Bobby and Jeff were excellent.
You've rebuilt this team. I mean, you say that you give all the credit to the players, but you've been constantly working on bringing new players in, a lot of adjustments, trying to find those right fits. How nice is it to get on a roll at the right time in the playoffs and kind of seeing it all fit together like you
imagine? I'm not going to take all the credit. I give a ton of credit to Chris Kennedy because he's been working with me and helping out as much as he can, and it's been a lot. And he doesn't stand up and take credit, but he should. But there was a couple, you know, I mean, Kalen Carr finally getting healthy has been a big pickup for us. You know, Adam Moffitt has been excellent for us in the middle of the park. And obviously with that trade, we've added Camargo and Costly, and they've been helping. So all four of those guys were on the field tonight contributing to the win. It's nice to see, but, you know, you give credit to the usual suspects as well.
Can you even get a full night of celebration?
No.
Such a quick turnaround.
We practice tomorrow. The game's on Sunday, so I'll definitely have a smile on my face driving home, and I think I'll sleep better tonight than I did last night. But obviously, come Saturday afternoon after first practice, get ready for Kansas City, I'm sure the nerves will start jumping up again.
Well, the last question, Don, you touched on it already. Were you surprised that Philadelphia didn't pressure a lot more? Was it a result of you guys figuring them out a little bit better?
Well, I mean, I can't speak for them. I just think they thought their team was, they came out, we thought, okay, it's going to come to a 3-5-2 maybe in the beginning of the game or maybe at halftime or whatever. you know, when they came out with their team, I thought, well, he's very confident in the team he's picking, that they're going to beat us tonight with the way they're playing. It's the only thing I could think of, and I know Peter is that way. I think when the goal was scored, we said, okay, guys, at halftime, they're going to come out, and they're going to throw everything they can at us. You have to be ready for it, and I think the guys definitely knew that, and we're ready.
Very good?
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Thank you.